Yes, there has been a 10% increase in anti-Semitic incidents over the last 12 months from the previous reporting period. We had 210 anti-Semitic incidents this year that have been documented, but there are many other incidents that do not come to our attention until later or not at all. Many people do not report a lot of incidents, so we can only go on which incidents have been reported to us. So
you're talking about Australia in general or New South Wales?
It's Australia-wide. So
right.
We do a 12-month period, which ends 30th September every year, all across Australia.
So where do you get your data from?
A lot is reported to me. So basically to ECAJ or the state Jewish bodies, for example, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and then CSG, which is the communal security group. So they also also log incidents. So basically the three main organizations.
If you can please tell us about the type of incidents, what are they and what really happened?
Well, we categorize the incidents into, there's eight different categories. So these are, I'll just run through them, physical assault, abuse, harassment and intimidation, property damage and vandalism, graffiti, and then what we call threats, which are email, postal mail, telephone and leaflets. In physical assault this year, we had a 50% increase. Most of that is, I mean, apart from some physical assaults, is the egging of Jews, and particularly on a Friday evening or Saturday when Jews are walking to synagogue, so people know that, you know, they can go around the Jewish areas and will see Jews there, and they will throw eggs at them. So that's, you know, quite a disturbing increase we've had this year in that. There was also a lot of leaflets, for example, distributed at particularly at universities, increase in graffiti, just a general kind of increase.
What happened at universities? And which universities?
Most of the universities, Monash, Melbourne, New South Wales, Sydney, ANU, there were Holocaust-denying leaflets. Some were put on car windscreens in the car parks at universities, and these were saying that the Holocaust was a hoax. And then there were other leaflets which came from, neo-Nazi leaflets, which came from a hacker in America who would hack into people's computers, you know, into their printers, and then they would, so Jewish businesses were targeted and universities and other places also received these neo-Nazi leaflets, and some of the leaflets were, you know, basically calling for the killing of Jews.
We're talking to Julie Nathan, Research Officer of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, who just published about the annual report on anti-Semitism in Australia. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. Julie, do you have any comparison to other countries, to other Western countries, in regards to anti-Semitic attacks or anti-Semitism?
Each country varies, and then as well how the incidents are counted. So, for example, in the United States, the FBI collect data of incidents, and these will be religious hatred, racial hatred, gender hatred, sexual orientation. In the United States, according to the FBI, so the statistics there, and they do them annually. In the religion category, anti-Semitic incidents tend to be between 60% and 70% of the total in the religious category. So the majority of religious hate crimes in America are against Jews. In France, for example, 50% of hate crimes are against Jews, and Jews are only 1% of the population in France. The other 50% of attacks or hate crimes are against Africans, Asians, Arabs and others, Muslims, Gypsies. Britain, there's quite a lot of hate crimes against Jews as well. I think it was just going on memory, 94% over the last year.
You found that there is a 10% increase over the previous year in anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. Is the trend is the same overseas?
The percentage is much higher overseas. For example, in Britain, it was, I think, in a 12-month period, I think it was a 94% increase in Britain. Germany, so they have much higher percentages. Australia, you know, despite, you know, we having anti-Semitic incidents here, is still a relatively good and safe country for Jews to live in.
Do you have any idea who are the perpetrators?
For in Australia, actually, for the first time, the report covers the perpetrators, so the ethnicity. So I looked at incidents of assault, abuse in Sydney and Melbourne. Of the 72 perpetrators, there were 34 Caucasian, 31 Middle Eastern, 5 Maori or Polynesian, and 2 African. So that's the out of those. But, I mean, that's only 43 out of the 91 incidents of assault and abuse in Sydney and Melbourne. So it's only a partial story.
What do you advise to members of the community if they experience any incidents? What should they do?
They should report that to either directly to the ECAJ. It can be emailed in to me or phoned into the ECAJ, or else to their state body, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, or to the in Victoria, to the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, or whichever state they're in, to their state body, or to the CSG, directly to the CSG. And then all of those will be collected at the end of the year and documented.
Do you provide support to victims?
We don't. If there are serious incidents, for example, so then the state body, for example, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, if you recall, there was a bashing of 5 Jews in Bondi in October 2013. So Vic Aladev, CEO of the Board of Deputies, was very supportive then and gave them advice. In serious incidents, yes, there is support given by the state bodies.
Julie Nathan, Research Officer of the ECAJ, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Thank you very much.